B'yimei ovel aviyah. A bageris, that means a girl that's already 12 and a half years old. She has, after a nara, she becomes a bageris. The halacha is, first she's a ketana. Then when she becomes 12 years old and she has two simonim, she's called a nara. For 6 months, she has a dinara. And after that, she's called a bageris. She's totally in her own rishus. She's not in her father's rishus anymore. And at that age, by says, at the time when they are supposed to get married, they could get married, they're roi for shiduchim at 12 and a half. So therefore, since she's a kalamoyed already at 12 and a half, is then, even though she's navelis right now, her father died, still, ein habageris rishur lenavelis atzma. She's not allowed to make herself look not nice. In other words, she's allowed to put on makeup. Even though she's an oval, but since she's supposed to be looking for shidduch then, she has to look nice, she's allowed to wear makeup, even though she's an oval. Her nara, mashenkein, when she's only 12 years old, or 12 and a half, when she's a nara, rishur, then she's allowed to be manavel herself to make herself not look nice, since she's an oval. So Rashi says, Eina bageris, she'evia shtei Cyrus, after she brought already to Cyrus, she has simonim, she's a gedolim, rishur lenavel satzma. She's not allowed to make herself look not nice, ela miskashete, she's allowed to put on makeup, k'den she yikvitzu aleha, that people should wanna get married to her. Her nara, mashenkein, she's only 12 years old, she'ena really not say, vices at 12, then she's not the age yet to get married, hadai nachetibagish, she has to wait till at least she becomes 12 and a half years old. Then it's okay. Is Rishor, then she's allowed to make herself look menuvel. Debas chiyuva yavelisi, because really she's a gedol already. She has das. She's chimzuchuy v'mitzvus, and she has the chiyuv to be noig like an oval. Uketana mashenkin ena chiyavis lekulim. Uketana has no din oval at all. She has no din avelis. But when she comes a nara, she's a gedol already. She has a din avelis. But a kopon, when she comes a bageris, at that age already, a bageris, then she's allowed to put on makeup. From then on. Until she gets married. When she gets married, she's not allowed to. But up until she gets married, until after she's a kala. After the first 30 days, she's married. Yeah. You know, so it's, my love doesn't mean to say like this. My love, berechitza, that it means to say that she's not allowed to be manavel herself. In other words, she's allowed to wash herself. Now, over my, what are we talking about? Ilema b'chan, if you want to say with hot water, ein ha-bageris rishoy. If you want to say what a begaris is not allowed to nurse, she's allowed to wash herself. I've omar Rav Chizda, ovel also lohoshit etzpa b'chamin. That's what Chizda said without any exceptions, that an oval is not allowed to wash himself in hot water. So if you want to tell me now that a begaris has a chiddush, that she's not allowed to be manavel herself, she's allowed to do something special, means she's allowed to use hot water, that can't be. Because of Chizda Mashma said without an exception, that an oval can't use hot water. Elo lav b'tzoinin, doesn't it mean b'tzoinin? They wanted a bageris, by her, we let her use hot, cold water. She's allowed to take a shower, she should not be manavel herself. But mashma, only a bageris is allowed to. Mashenkin a nara or a man, he is not allowed to wash himself in cold water. Says Akashan Rova. Rova said that an oval, he's allowed to wash himself in cold water. And here it's mashma, no, that only a bageris, an isha that has to look nice in order to find a shidduch, she's allowed to wash herself, I'll call upon him in cold water. But somebody else is not allowed to. So it's a kashan rova. And Rashi says, El alav b'tzoinin, v'yafilu hochi, and still, nara ena rechetzis. A nara is not allowed to wash herself, rechetzis b'tzoinin in cold water. Alma di oval af b'tzoinin osur. It's a raya, not like rova. That an oval is osur, even b'tzoinin in osur, an oval is osur on. Mora says, loy, could be no. Ena chanamitakya. It could be in cold water, she's allowed to. And that we're talking about right now, about Mimnavel itself, why is she different than anybody else? Akichul or Pirchus. It's talking about putting on makeup. And Rashi says, Akichul va Pirchus. We're not talking about washing yourself. Because washing yourself, it could be even a Nara, is allowed to wash yourself. Like even a Gedolah could wash it. Even a man could wash himself. Time to take a cold shower could be like rubber holes, and Ovel is Mutter to take a cold shower. Here that was saying a chiddush, only a bageris could do it, and not a nara. It's talking about akichol v'apirchus. Rashi says, pirchus b'seir, which is allowed to wash a hair or make a hair. Kibbus means the begodim, and rechitza beguf. As here it's talking about her clothing. She like could either wash her clothing to make her appear nicely, and wash her hair, make a sheitel, or mash rechitza goes in the guf. So in other words, kichol apirchus, that's what's mutter by a bageris, but it's also by a nara. So a koponim is not a kasha to Rava. It could be like Rava says that cold water all avelas are mutter. Here the chiddush is washing your clothing, making yourself have a nice appearance, with putting on makeup or making your hair. Lema mesailet. Let's come and bring you like a proof, a raya to Rava. To Yom Rav Abba HaKoyin. Rav Abba HaKoyin said Mishum Rav Yosi HaKoyin that mice had once happened, like we had before, Umeisu Bonov Shur Rav Yosi Rav Chanina, that had died the two sons of Rav Yosi Rav Chanina. His two sons died, and he was an oval because of this. But for Rochatz Pitzoyin and Kol Shiva, all 7 days of the Avelis, he taka washed himself in cold water. So the Chorot Sarayi to Rava, that an oval, even though the 7 days you're sitting Shiva, you are allowed to take a cold shower. You could wash yourself, even your whole body, in cold water. So Mora says, no, there's no proof to Rava from here. Like we said before, Amri, I'll tell you like this. We're talking about over there that he was mutter to wash himself in cold water is only for the second kid, the second son. And it happened was Ze'achazem. That first, the first son died, and he sat Shiva, and right after he finished sitting Shiva, right away, that's when the second son died. So in such a case, then we're mekel, then we say you're allowed to wash yourself in cold water the second Shiva. But in the Chanami, regular oval, only 1 7 days, it could be not like Rava, and the Lochra is not like Rava, you're not allowed to wash yourself even in cold water. The Tani we learned like this, Tochvu Avelov, and somebody became a novel twice, Ze'achazeh, once after another, before he had time to take a haircut, he right away became a second time a novel, and hich b'tzaroi, and his hair is very long, it bothers him already. The locker is mekel b'tar. He's allowed to cut off the hair, and use a tar, he's allowed to use a razor. He could use the razor to cut off his hair. Hashinu, you have to do something different. Same thing on mechabes k'susay b'mayim. He's allowed to wash his clothing, also with water. And Omar Rav Chizda said, b'tar, you're allowed to cut your hair with the shinu, something different you have to do with the razor you have to use. You're not allowed to use the scissors, the regular way of cutting your hair. That's not kosher, because kafort, you're an oval. We're only makel because of the tsar, the pain you have. There's too much hair on your back. So we're makel for you to cut off, but do a shinu to know you realize that you're still an oval. The same thing when you wash your clothing, b'mayim, only use regular water. You can't use the salt, the detergents, the stones to help you clean your begodim. You have to do a shini. Another type of detergent you can't use. But I call upon him, it could be for me, there's no raya to Rava. It could be the locher is not like Rava, that the locher is not like Rava, that a novel tank is not allowed to wash himself even in cold water. The Ika the army, another listener was like this, something like this. Ika the army, Omar Rava said, Ovel also b'tzoinim. And the Chanam and Allah is like this, that an Ovel is also to wash himself even in cold water, kol shiva. You're not allowed to wash your whole body in cold water all 7 days of Avelis. So for the Gemara now, before Rava brought a proof and said, like, what's the difference? How come meat and wine is allowed to drink and eat? So how come washing not? So now that we're saying Rava says you're not allowed to, so Stach HaKasha for the Gemara, Maishna, why is it different that washing yourself you can't? Maishna mi bosa v'yayin. Why is it different than bosa v'yayin? Bosa v'yayin, a novel is allowed to. So you see, there's no in you to make yourself into pain. You're allowed to have some enjoyment. So just like you can have the enjoyment of drinking wine and eating bosa, if so, why can't the novel have the enjoyment of washing himself? I call upon him in cold water. And the Gemara know, Hosam lefchuche pachte hudiyovit. The reason why he's allowed to drink wine and eat meat, that's to take away the scare that he has. And on the side is brought down that Rashi really says about Mitzia, that the fully pachto lohofig daigosoi, is to take away his daiga, take away the fear that he has. You're a novel, somebody died in the mishpach, it bothers you, you have the fear of death on you. So the reason why we're mati you to drink wine is always brought down leivri yayin el lamori nefesh. Wine was created to take away mori nefesh. If you feel bitter and bad, take wine, it lifts you up, it takes away the bitterness of you. That's why the locha, gan locha is by an ovel. There's 10 kaisers you have to take by the base ovel, mikra din, to attend. There's 10 cups of wine you have to take. There's an Indian badafka to drink wine by the base ovel, to take away his daiga, take away his fear that he has. And the same thing with meat also. But these things, like he needs to keep him going. Mashenkin, otherwise, enachnami, an ovel has to feel sad and do Indian of avelis to show that it bothers him the fact that the mace was nifter. So therefore, a cold shower, takla locher, is also, you're not allowed to take a cold shower, even cold, all 7 days of the Avelis. Rav says, now, lema mefaile. If so, let's go and bring a proof now to Rava. And Allah is like this, that Novel is not allowed to wash himself in cold water all 7 days. Well, like we had before, Ein ha bageris rishur lenavel atzma. A bageris, a girl that's 12 and a half years old already, she's a kalamoid already, she has to look nice, she's not allowed to be menavel herself, make herself look nice. And the top taster says that this means to say is, Omari, dor rishur lav davka, elokikoma, Ein ha bageris chayevis. It doesn't really mean like stam that Rishoy means she has to, just means she has no chiv to. There's a regular oval has a chiv, a nara has a chiv, not to put on makeup, not to look nice. A bageris doesn't have this chiv. If she wants to, she's allowed to look nice. And a bageris Rishoy just means like she doesn't have to, she has no chiv to menavel herself. Abaha nara, if you're less than 12 and a half, you're only 12 years old, and you're a gedol already, so you have a chiv to be noig avelis. Hanara, Rishoy, she's allowed to, and Rishoy means she has a chiv. That's just time she's allowed to. She has a chiv. Anara has a chiv to be menavel herself. So, Bamai, what are we talking about? What din does Anara have to do? Ilema becham, if you want to tell me, stam in hot water it means, but a cold shower, even Anara is allowed to take. Just a hot shower, not. And so to come out like this, that a bageris is allowed to take a hot shower. Fred Gemara, ain't her bageris Rishoy? A bageris, you want to tell me, is not allowed to hold herself back. But she's allowed to take a hot shower. Ivo Omar Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda said, Ovel is also lo hoishit etz pabachamin. And Masha Rav Chizda said this, a klal o klal to any oval, even a bageris, that in hot water nothing doing. An avelo, an oval, is not allowed to put a hand even into hot water. Mashma, hot water is also legamri. So if so, you can't say here, an hour is allowed to take a hot shower, so we can't be talking about a hot shower. Elo lav bitzoinin. Elamai, we're talking about the fact is whether you can take a cold shower or not. That mashma, regular Nara Takra, is not allowed to take a cold shower. An Ovel is also to take a cold shower. Only a Bageris, there's a special heter for Bageris, she should look nice to find the Shidduch, she's allowed to take a cold shower. But in Echnami, anybody else, any Ovel, a man, or a Nara, the Taka also breath signing. So you see a riot to this Pshan Ravon, that Ovel is also to wash himself in cold water. To wash cold gufa in cold water, it's also. So where it says loy, could be no, could be from here, there's no proof. I'll tell you again, like we said before, atichul apirchus. Could be maybe true, rechitza, cold water, maybe is mutter for any ovel. Even a man, even a nara, she's allowed to take a cold shower maybe. Here that was saying a nara is not allowed to, that means putting on makeup or wearing nice clothing. That tackle, like we'll soon see, an ovel is not allowed to wash his clothing. The 7 days is not allowed to put on new clothing. That a novel tackle is also. Only a bageris, we're matter of bageris to make yourself look nice, to put on nice clothing, like Rashi says, to make your hair nicely, in order to find the shidduch. But in Islam, it could be, for the fact of taking a cold shower or not, it could be that smutter even by regular oval. So it could be it's no right to rova from here. But a cold point in the locker is like rova, the rova says that the second ikad the amri, that the novel is also bitsoini. Now, Omer Rav Chizda says, we learn now from here, Zoy Samaras, from here there's a raya, that Ovel is also betach boisis, kol shiva. And Ovel is also to wash his clothing all 7 days. Like we're saying, a chiddush here, that a bageris, she's allowed to like put on nice clothing. But mashma, somebody else takar is also, like Rashi says, Zoy Samaras, midu mokminin lo bekich la pircha suwa din letach boisis. The same thing applies really to washing your clothing. That an oval is not allowed to wash his clothing. All 7 days he can't change his clothing, can't put on new clothing. That's only the clothing that was already worn already before. But you can't wear something new after it was washed. Fehilchasa, what's the maskana, what's the locha? Ovel is also lirchot kol gufay. And ovotak is also to wash his whole body. Bein bechamen, bein betzoin. Ein achnami, kol shiva. All 7 days it's also, even in cold water it's tak also. The way Rav Chizda said before, and the way Rav says in Nikah the Army. Avoponav yodav raglov, but just to wash your face, your hands or your feet, bechamin takar, it's also for Novel to do it, but betzainin mutter. But betzainin takar, it's mutter, Novel is allowed to wash his hands, his feet and his face, with cold water all 7 days. In other words, Tisha B'Av has a bigger din, a more chometik halacha, than a regular din Novel. Even though Tisha B'Av has its chumra machmes avelis, but on Tisha B'Av, we're even more machma than a din on Novel. Then on Tisha B'Av, even pon of Yodav Raglav is also bitzoinin. You're not allowed to wash anything on Tisha B'Av. Or else maybe, not like that. Could be pon of Yodav Raglav, possibly means it's not the dirty. on the tzad, maybe if your hands is dirty, you're allowed to wash it off. Pana de ravagel could be just the head to when they're dirty. If they're dirty, you're allowed to wash it off. So that halacha applies on Tisha B'Av also. Like if you have dirt on your body or on your hands, you are allowed to wash off the dirt. Even on Tisha, even on Yom Kippur also, you're allowed to wash off the dirt off your face, off your hands, or your raglav. So it could be that's the same din then. That Tisha B'Av has a halacha like an oval. That we say, pana of the other raglav is not stam heter, pana of the other raglav, but it could only be when you have dirt, you're allowed to wash it off to take the dirt off. But not for that, enichlam, it's also rechitzu is also. Ovel, yeah, also betzayin, the putting the rod becham and also betzayin muta. Avol losuch, but to rub yourself, to shmear yourself, afilo kol shu also. That's also even a kol shu. You're not allowed to rub yourself at all with an ointment. V'im liaver es azuamam. Let's say you have some dirt or something smells very bad there on your body, and you want to take it away, then muta. But you're not doing it l'tainug. To make it smell good, you're doing it to take away some dirt, then you are allowed to put some shmearing, to put some sicha to rub yourself. That's muta. The more now, tslusa de tanisa hechi matrina. That we had before, that when you have a tiny sibur, you're supposed to say anenu, you're supposed to say a special tefillah during Shmon Esrei. Alright, turn over. Yes, now we have the question, where in Shemon Esrei do you say this extra tefillah of the Anenu? Where do we put in Anenu in the Shemon Esrei? Yes, Lusa de Tanisa, Hechi Matkirinen. So Adavre, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yitzchok, Rav Yehuda was talking to Rav Yitzchok, Brei, to Rav Yitzchok, his son. Vedorosh and Hidashin, he said like this, Yochid Shekibol Olav Tainis. If the Yochid made himself into, accepted upon himself to fast the day, is Mispalo Shatainis. He also, when he davened Shemon Esrei, he has to say Anenu during the Shemon Esrei. Ve'echin Omra, where does he say the Anenu in Shemon Esrei? Ben Goyo L'Roifei. Between Goyo Yisrael and Rafainu, you have a special bracha by itself, you say Anenu. Rashi says, Ben Goyo L'Roifei, bracha b'fniyatmus, a bracha by itself, in between Goyo and Roifei, you say a bracha by itself. Like we do in the tiny Sibur, the Shliach Sibur, when he says Ovel Shemon Esrei, he has his bracha by itself. So he held every Yochum when he davens by himself, he also has this extra bracha. Maskevlo Rav Yitzchak. So Rav Yitzchak asked for Kasha. Maskevlo Rav Yitzchak. V'chi Yochid Kaveya Bracha Liatzmai. Is it true that a Yochid, when he davens, he says, when a Yochid davens by himself, he says this extra bracha, Anenu, between Goyal and Roifei? Is that true? Elohim Rav Yitzchak, Yitzchak said like this, no, Bishemeya Tfilah, like we do. When we say Anenu, when a Yochid daven Shemon Esrei, you don't have an extra bracha by itself, but in Shemeya Tfilah, we say Anenu. Trashi v'chi Yochid, like Choshev Kolkach, Shei Mesaknin loy bracha b'fnei atzmoy, when a Yochid daven Shemon Esrei by himself, is it so Choshev to have an extra bracha by itself? Loisib b'tfilosa to say an extra bracha? But rather no, b'shemei tefilas Rashi, shekoylu lo b'teicha bracha. In the middle of the bracha, shemei tefila, you add this and you say aneinu. V'chaisim, we end off the bracha b'shemei tefila. The yaisa bracha v'chasima mashma beina tainas beina komili. That when we say shemei tefila goes in anything. On anything we daven for, we're ending off shemei tefila. Hashem, please listen to the tefila. Yeah. Mar v'cheinam or Rav Sheshes b'shemei tefila. Rav Sheshes also is like this. Halacha we do like this. That we say Anenu in Shemei Tefillah. Meisvei, I have a kasha on you. It says, Ein ben Yochid a Tzibur. There's no difference between mashma Tainis Yochid and a Tainis Tzibur and a Tzibur. Elo Shezeh Mispalo Shemoin Asora. This one only davens 18 brachas. Vezeh Mispalo Tisha Asora. And this one davens 19 brachas. So the Chura, my Yochid or my Tzibur. What does it mean a Yochid and a Tzibur? Ilay me yochid mamish. That a yochid means a yochid mamish when you make a tainis yochid by itself. That there you only have the regular 18 brachas. And the anenu tak is only in Shemei Tefillah. V'tzibur, what does tzibur mean? Shliach tzibur. That the tzibur means, the shliach tzibur, when he's davening for the yomid. When he says over Shemon Esrei, he tak says an extra bracha. Between Goyal and Roifei, he has an extra bracha. See, Shemon Esrei has 19 brachas. Fred Gemara, is that true? Hani Tisha Sarah, is it only 19 brachas the Shliach Tzibur has by a tiny Tzibur? The Chura Shtrich Tzibur means the whole Tzibur's fasting. It's a Tainet Tzibur. For the Gemara, by real Tainet Tzibur, Eskrim V'Yabohevi. You should know there are 24 brachas, like we'll have later on in the Masechta. By a real Tainet Tzibur, there are 24 brachas to say. And we don't have them. But there are 24 brachas, we'll see later on. El Olav doesn't the price to me like this. El Olav Hokikoma. Ein Ben Yochid, the Kibbul Olav Tainet Yochid. There's no difference between a private person that accepted upon himself to fast a day. Le'yochid shekibbul olav tainas tzibur. To a yochid that was makabel upon himself to chumra of a tainas tzibur. Both cases are talking about only yochid, a private person fasting. But you can makabel upon yourself a tainas yochid, and you can makabel upon yourself a tainas tzibur. Now what's the difference? El shezeh mispal l'shmeinas esrei, that the regular tainas yochid, you fast, you only daven 18 brachas, and true, you say Shemayat, you say in Shemayat Tfilu Danenu. Vizeh Mispalo Tisha Asara. And this one that's Mekabel upon himself to make a Tainas Tzibur, he has to say an extra Brach in Ishmon Esrei. Ishmamino, we see from here that Yochid Kaveya Brach Liatzmai. Yes, that when you have a Tainas Tzibur upon him, and every single Yochid has to fast on a Tainas Tzibur, so for sure, Madach Yochid makes in the middle of the year Stam his own Tainas. And he says he wants it to be like a Tainas Tzibur, that he has to daven 19 brachas, he has to say an extra bracha of Anenu, between Goyal and Roifei. So for sure, when there's really a Tainas Tzibur going on, and everybody has to daven their own Shemon Esrei, that for sure you have to say an extra bracha of Anenu between Goyal and Roifei. So Chorot Akasha on Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said not that he said you only say it in Shemaya Tfila. Rav Yitzchak said you only say it in Shema Tfila, and here it's Mashma, no, every Yochid in Ishmon Esrei also says 19 brachas. That Rashi speaks out, even though the Meister, we also, everybody davened really 19 brachas. But Kopanim is always called Shmon Esrei, it's called 18 brachas. The 19th brach of Lamashinim, that they added on later in Yavne. But Kopanim is always called Shmon Esrei, 18 brachas. And here, by Tainas Tzibur, we call it an extra bracha if you do have to eat another one. But I call upon him here at Smashma, every Yochid does have to eat another bracha. There are 19 brachas then. And the Gemara loy, a snapshot. L'yoyle me'imaloch, a shliach tzibur. Havad, we're talking about here, taka, a shliach tzibur. Only the shliach tzibur, when he says over Shemon Esrei, he has to say the extra bracha, the anenu, in between Goyel and Reifei. Udeko kashaloch, he had a kashar on this. Shliach Tzibur, Esrim V'Yavor Matzli. He had a kasha, Shliach Tzibur, and a Tainas Tzibur. He asked to say 24 brachas, not just 19 brachas. And for the Gemara, Begimel Tainas Rishonis. So we had to say that before was that on Yud Zayin B'Macheshron of a dozen rain, Yechidim fast, until Rosh Chodesh Kislev. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh Kislev, then the Bezdin is Gerder a Tainas Tzibur for 3 days, a Monday, a Thursday, and a Monday, and everybody. That's called the first set of the Tainas Tzibur. That first set of the Tainas Tzibur is not so strong. At that time yet, we don't have 24 brachas. But Gimel Tainas Rishonis. The first three fasting that the whole Tzibur has to do, those three fast days, the Leker Esrim V'Yabur. You don't have 24 brachas there. So there, Lamais, you only have the regular Shemon Esrei. And the Shliach Tzibur, when he says over Shemon Esrei, he says Anenu with a bracha by itself between Goyel and Roifei. But in Echnami, those first three fast days, there's only 19 brachas for the Shliach Tzibur, and the regular Yochid only davens 18 brachas. But that's at Yer a new bracha, it's only by the Shliach Tzibur, by regular Tainas Tzibur, but not by Yochid. A Yochid never adds an extra bracha to its tefillah. For the Gemara, is that true, V'loi, that the first three fast days here doesn't have, from Rosh Chodesh Kislev on, doesn't have 24 brachas. For the Mishnah says before, Ein Bein Ketoni, says there's no difference. What? Ein Bein Gimel Rishonis L'Gimel Emtzoyis. Like after those 3 days pass by, and still no rain comes, then the Rabbanim makes another 3 fast days. That's called the middle. And after that, there's another 7 days of fast days. But our co-part of the Mishnah says there's no difference between the middle 3 and the first 3. Ela Shebe'elu Matorim Asiyas Melacha. The first 3 fast days, starting Rosh Chodesh Kislev, not on Rosh Chodesh, it's on the next day. The first Monday and Thursday and Monday, so first 3 days only doesn't have an Issa Melacha. You're allowed to work during those Tainas Tzibur. Uve'elu on the second set of 3 days, Asurim Asiyas Melacha. That's the only difference. Mashma L'Chov Dalid, Zev Zev Shavin.
But to the halacha that we said that the Shemon Esrei has 24 brachas, mashma they're both shoven. So mashma even the first three fast days also have 24 brachas. So it comes out every tiny sibur has 24. So how could you say the shliach sibur says 19? So shliach sibur by a tiny sibur has to say 24. So Gemara says that's not a kasha. I'll tell you a ton of a shayer. It left out. Ein dein, it doesn't mean there's no other difference. Even though it says doing malacha, the first three you're allowed to do malacha, I'll tell you there are other differences also. It left out a lot of things. For the Gemara Ashton's my shayer, the high shayer. What else did it leave out that you want us to left this out also? For the suho, ein ben katani, tzmashmino, it says exactly. So Gemara says like this, delatona bi surah kamari, betwilas like kamari. The Mishnah is talking about the surim of the tinuses. What's the difference of the surim? It says only malacha. That the first three are allowed to work, the last three, next three are not allowed to work. But about hilchas tefillah, I tell you, the Mishnah is not talking about. It could be tefillah's taker are different. So that's one teretz. That the first three tiny sibers, then you don't have 24 brachas, you only have the shliach sibur, only has 19. The boy is saying, another teretz is, b'yemtsoyis nami lemaslich avdal. Enach nami, even the second set of 3 days that we fast for rain also doesn't have 24 brachas. Maybe it's only the last 7 fast days that has 24 brachas. For the Gemara, is that true? V'loi v'tani, we learned. Ein ben gimel shnius l'sheva achreinus. There's no difference between the middle 3 fast days and the last 7 fast days. But that's to say them. First 3, then another 3, then another 7 days. So there's no difference between the middle 3 and the last 7. Ela shebelu masrin. On the last 7, we blow the shofar, we'll soon see, we scream out. We close the shops. All shops have to be closed during those tiny sibur. Mashma for everything else, everything is shoven. Just like Yadavin Shemon Esrei, the Shliach Sibur says 24 brachas. The last 7 fast days, who are in the middle 3 fast days, also have 24 brachas. So we're back to the kashon that if so, the first 3 should also have 24. And for the Gemara, the Chitayma, maybe you want to tell me, Hochanami Tonavishai, you know, there's really more of a difference between the last 7 and the middle 3. That the last 7 true has 24, the middle 3 doesn't. For the Gemara, no, Vu'ain Ben Katoni, Mashman, there's no difference between the last 7 fast days and the middle 3. So, Vatakasha, Mashman, even the little middle 3 does have 24 Tfilas. V'tizbro, another Kasha, yes, can you, V'tizbro ain't bain dafkom, mean no terrace now. You want to tell me ain't bain means dafkom, v'ha shayu teva? No, it left out.